The issue of how to tell the truth is twofold. The first part is, how do you determine whether something is true or not? And secondly, what do you do when you've discovered the truth? What do you do if the truth is something that actually, from a political sense, works against you? Learning to tell the truth also means you have to tell the truth when it's exculpatory. You have to tell the truth even if it turns out that that's not in your favor in terms of an argument you're trying to make. And in my case, the argument is and remains that Joe Biden is not mentally fit for office. But the truth, as I've said before, is a precious commodity. It cannot be wasted and it cannot be squandered. If it turns out that something that we believe is true and suits us to believe that it's true isn't true, then we have to abandon it. And as I've said many times before, when people brought me very strange conspiracy theories about Barack Obama or things that I thought were over the edge, my reply to that was always, there's enough things with this guy that are true, that are disturbing, that we don't have to go off into the world of things that aren't true. That just opens us up for counterattack, and it's not even a political issue. It's a question of a moral issue. It's a question of being on the side of the truth. I believe that is the essence of conservative thinking. I believe that conservative policies are supported by actual external truth. And that's not something I'm going to abandon just to make a point about something I already believe. So you learn how to tell the truth by figuring out what's true and then also by making a commitment to stand by the truth when it suits you, and to stand by the truth when it suits people you might be opposed to. We all remember the bakery that basically never refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding, simply refused to deliver it. But we all remember how they were put against the wall and forced to comply with the woke mob. You have to bake the cake. It's the law. If you don't bake the cake for this gay couple, which again, they were willing to do, but which they had every right not to do, then we'll cart you off to jail and we'll ruin your business and so on. But if entering the private property of that bakery meant you had to go past a sign that said, anyone interested in the services of John Smith's bakery must agree to the terms of service. Here's a pamphlet, which is 40 pages of legalese. Please check the box to indicate that you agree to our terms of service. You had to hand that in when you came in the store. Then, if you decided you wanted to do something that was against your moral principles, and somebody decided to have a cow about it, you could simply say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but you did agree to our terms of service. And all we can say is, since you agreed to them, those are the rules that we have here. You're more than welcome to go to another bakery. But that's basically our policy is outlined in our terms of service. Now I'm starting to get very, very serious about this idea. Very serious. The reason I think this is an interesting idea is not so much the protections that it would provide you by putting the same shield over your own business that these tech companies have over their businesses. But it does strike me that if you were to do something like that, you would present a very, very interesting legal case, would you not? How could anybody claim that a conservative business was not complying with the wokeness when you had agreed to their terms of service? You would have them in a quandary then, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have them on the horns of a dilemma, as we say? Wouldn't you then have them in a situation where it would be, just to whatever degree there's still a legal code in the country, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander? Wouldn't that be the same thing? If somebody were to say, well, those terms of service are not fair and they violate equal protection clause or whatever the case may be, then you could say, well, hey, Phil, I'm real sorry about that, but we weren't the ones who thought of the idea of the terms of service. We are the ones who got the idea from Google and Facebook and YouTube. They're the ones who inspired us with their brilliant idea of terms of service. So that's what it's based on. And since it's apparently good enough for them, it's good enough for us. This idea that we need to protect science from racism and sexual bias and all the rest of it is ridiculous because it's redundant. The scientific method is designed for one reason only. It is designed to get individual people's prejudices out of the system. That's why science is as effective as it is. It is a codified series of steps that return information, but these steps have to be reproducible by anybody, not just by white people, not just by straight white Christian males. If the scientific results are to be taken seriously, then they have to be reproducible by anybody. The results don't care. All of this is designed to remove human prejudices, human conceits, human errors from the system. And when it's allowed to work, it works very, very well. But if you start telling the method that you are no longer going to be searching for error, you're going to be searching for other things like racial quotas or diversity or any of that stuff, tolerance and inclusion, then you weaken the process, which has provided us with so many benefits, not the least of which is the fact that we live to be an average of 70 or 80 years old instead of 20 years old. You cannot do this to science. You can't rape science like this without the science basically fighting back. And fighting back means returning fewer and fewer results with lower and lower accuracy. You will often hear people today say, well, I'm not religious. No, no, no. And I'm not one of those global warming deniers or those mask deniers. I believe in science. Anytime ever, you ever hear a person say, I believe in science, you got to stop them right there if you're so inclined. Because science is not a belief system. Science is not a religion. Science is not a code of values. Science is none of those things. Science is a very specific set of instructions and procedures designed to produce a ping of knowledge coming back from nature. When you hear somebody say, I believe in science, that's an indication they have no idea what science is at all. None. They have no idea what science is. What they're basically saying is, I believe in scientists, which really means I believe in authority figures. What we just saw was an example of the market behaving what appeared to be irrationally, but what was actually politically. And what happened here, I think, is revolutionary. And I think it's revolutionary for us going forward, because the market is predicated upon the idea that people will do the sensible thing. But what we're talking about here is something completely different than this. This is not a bubble in the traditional sense, the way that the dot-com bubble was. This is a bubble that is intentionally inflated. And it's intentionally inflated perhaps to drive up the price, but I feel in the case of this one, intentionally inflated for something that has nothing to do with finance. And this is something that not only Wall Street, but the entire establishment is not prepared to deal with. They're not prepared for people to do irrational things intentionally. So the short form is, when a stock becomes so obviously overpriced that everybody begins to sell, the market corrects itself and people make money over the greater fools. But what happens when the price of a stock continues to rise and the people who continue to pour money into it are well aware of the fact that it's way overvalued and well aware of the fact that they're probably going to lose their investment or at least most of it? There's no defense for that. And the beautiful thing about this is the free market being free. You can buy and sell stocks for whatever reason you want to, and you can pay whatever price you want to. So what does that actually mean in terms of moving back to America and the idea of retaking our government and so on from these criminals and communists? Even Biden investors, and I'm reading this verbatim, people who are not Trump supporters or whatever, are saying, oh, let me make sure I get this right. If big companies really go out and leverage their stock and they make a fortune and the little guy gets screwed, then that's just the rules and play by the rules. If you don't like it, don't play. But if the opposite happens, if a little guy starts making a ton of money and the big guys get hurt, then we have to shut down the market. That is recruitment for people who realize that the system is rigged.